summary. We have a look at this piece of art, this painting of Maximilian Jantsch. What he has painted here, we read in Revelation 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. Verse 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Verse 16. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus will come again. And John the Apostle sees it on the Isle of Patmos in this way. An army of white horses. Normally, white horses are very rare. And the leader of an army, he chose a white horse. Now here, only white horses can be seen. Why this picture? An army on horseback was the strongest part of an army in those days. When you have an army on horseback, and a lot of them, you will be the winner. And therefore, we see it in this way. Of course, Jesus does not need horses to come here again. He will come from heaven with all his angels. But he shows the mighty power he has. He is the winner. He comes with all his angels. He is there. Who will be with him? The angels will gather the elect. Have you done everything which is needed that the angels will take you with them? That you are transformed into a new body? That you can experience the universe? You will see Jesus. You will see the angels. You will see all the saints, all those persons of the Old Testament that trusted in the Lord. And we will be with them forever, in eternity. Ah, that's the future. No more death. Quality of life forever. A universe as your home territory. A universe, not just one planet. Yes, we will have a home planet where we will stay. Jesus said when he was together with his apostles for the last time, and we read it in John 14, and he told them he would leave them. But that's not the end of the story. He told them in chapter 14, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's our future.